Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the New American Wasteland. The date is April 7th, 2035. I'm Bobby McKenzie, and you're listening to 98.5 UNFM, the Liberty Bell. Easter Sunday has brought great tragedy to the remnants of the United States. Citizens living within the ordinarily secure borders of the United States awoke to gunfire and explosions on Easter Sunday. Multiple Dominionist terror cells were activated in the United States southern region, with the stronghold cities of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh bearing the brunt of the attacks. An initial wave of suicide bombings was quickly followed by roving packs of gunmen firing indiscriminately on all U.S. citizens. After a 48-hour manhunt, United States Internal Security Forces as well as military quick response forces were able to kill or capture all known terrorists. Civilian casualty numbers are still unconfirmed. However, early estimates put the death toll above 130, with wounded potentially surpassing 200. The Department of Internal Security has not released an official count of enemy killed or captured. The Dominion of Christ, based in Old West Virginia, has taken credit for the attacks, stating, "As our Lord has risen on this day, so shall we, and we shall rise and rise again until our enemy is vanquished." The Eastern Division of the United Nations Operation North America has deployed logistics and medical personnel to set up field hospitals in the affected cities. Peacekeeping units from the Italian Armed Forces, as well as Spain's Military Police Corps, have deployed at the border zone shared between the Dominion of Christ and the United States of America. Stay tuned for further updates on the developing situation. I'm Bobby McKenzie, and you've been listening to 98.5 UNFM, the Liberty Bell. This message made possible by United Nations Peacekeeping Operations, Public Radio, as well as the American Security and Stabilization Fund.